Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. When you are influential, you have a target on your back. People will come for you. Maybe not in the way this article outlines, but don't mistake subtlety for lack of lethal. So, let's say someone launches a broadside shot. Two of my favorite responses. First up, rise above. This is what my mother would say to me all the time. Again, I remember this is not about me. This is about another person who is usually angry about something else or using our community as a platform to get their word out. So I rarely fire back in kind. I will either calmly correct and explain or, and this took me years to do, politely ignore. A personal example. Friends of friends, who usually don't know me, would be very disrespectful about a post I sent to a friend. My temptation was to engage them. Instead, I focused my conversation to the person I responded to, which was my friend. Remember, we are the master of our focus and attention. Second up, logic is never enough. Yes, facts matter. And we should refute lies with additional information. But don't even think that logic is effective in an emotional argument. Instead, address the motivations head on. Empathize when you can. And then take that emotion to another outlet. A recent example. Protesters for the government shutdown. You know, they are worried about the economic impacts here. That's fair. So let's start there and brainstorm ideas that both respect CDC recommendations and helping people get a paycheck. Again, focus on your role. If you're seen as a practical problem solver, then this is a great opportunity to prove that. You know, the biggest problem with this kind of attack is that it can catch up by surprise. A lot of us don't expect vitriol like that to show up. But if we assume that it can, we can be prepared for it. Our response can be reflective of our brand when we are not surprised. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.